What happened to Meredith Starr? It seems like, from what I've read in the books, I'm not sure where he came from or where he went, but there was a very short
Meredith
period where he was really active.
Turned against Farber for various reasons.
Before he came to Bob?
No.
What did he do?
Meredith was a poet. He was very occult, and he had extraordinary intuition, because it was his feeling for Rustum. When Father sent Rustum Iran, he was the contact from India, and he sent Rustum over to England to get some boys for the school, and Rustum was refused permission, and Meredith was introduced to Rustum, and he said, "You have great power." And Rustum said, "No, I have nothing." And he said, "Well, the master you serve, I must meet, because his aura has come right across the water." And he packed up, and Baba gave permission for him to go and work out there with his wife and sister-in-law, and he stayed there 6 months and came back and founded the center. So he did do a marvelous work. Not only that, Jean Adriel and her husband ran a bookshop in New York, and Malcolm was in Meredith was in touch with them, and it was through that Norina and Elizabeth heard of Baba. And Jean, when she was informed that Baba was coming and wanted to go to New York, was the link. And she took Harmon and made it ready for Baba. And all those original people in America who met Baba met him there.
What happened?
To whom?
To Meredith.
To Meredith.
He just dropped out of sight.
He left Baba. Well, he couldn't. He had done the work that he had to do, and he wanted to be of the right-hand man, the one and only. And this doesn't work. So Baba turned the key.
Is he still alive?
Turned against him.
Is Meredith Starr still alive?
No, he died 2 years ago, I think, about 2 years ago. Yeah.
Delia, you described the ashram at East Chalicum that Meredith set up as very severe, 4 hours of meditation,
yes,
lots of chores and things. What was it like when Baba was there? How did Baba interpret that?
Well, Meredith still insisted on the meditation going on, but Baba said, "We needn't meditate," so a group of us sat upstairs with Baba all the time. The others were meditating. On one occasion, we were just about to laugh. Baba pointed to a book, and it was said, "All quiet on the Western Front." But you see, Baba was so gracious, really, that was Meredith's plan, and he let it go. But Baba did win so many people there, and then afterwards, he told us not to go down to East Chalicum. Said, "Don't go there again." After the second visit, Baba paid a second visit there.
In what year was that?
1932. And then he stayed a week at Kitty Davis' house. That was the time the Paramount News View was taken. You know, you can order that.
They have that at the center in
Myrtle
Beach. They do, yeah.
At the center in Myrtle Beach, they have that. I think a lot of people here have seen it.